Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Having spent some time acknowledging that we, moderns, are people who prefer the practical over the theoretical, and then having met with our theologian friend, Patrice van Maastricht, who taught us that Christian theology is both theoretical and practical. First, theory, then practice. With this in mind, let's begin to talk about some of the attributes of God. If you have spent time reading the Bible, listening to teaching from pastors, theologians, you have read in the area of what Christians and Jews believe about God, then you have likely heard of the words God and attributes put together. When describing who God is, someone might say, well, God's attributes are love, goodness, mercy, compassion, wisdom, justice, omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence, or a similar list. And what this person means is there is within God the quality or the feature of love, compassion, omniscience, omnipotence, etc. In other words, naming God's attributes gives us a way to talk about Him, to relate to Him, or to have Him relate to us. It is common in our theology to speak of the attributes of God in two categories. Perhaps you have heard of this as well. Category one are God's incommunicable attributes. Incommunicable meaning what is true of God that is not true of men and women. For example, God is all-knowing. His omniscience is one of His incommunicable attributes because no person is all-knowing. Although, I grant you, some think they are. I have a couple of those people in my extended family, and I think you do too. Category two are God's communicable attributes. Communicable meaning the human person bears some analogy to these attributes. So God's communicable attributes are love, and we can love. Mercy, and we can be merciful. And truthfulness, we can believe the truth and tell the truth. In other words, these attributes of God are communicable to the creature, whereas His incommunicable attributes are not. All my life, ever since I was a little kid in church, whenever I have heard teaching about God, inevitably His attributes are mentioned. But there are some problems with this, with which we must be aware. First, the word attributes. I do not like it. I will tell you why, but first let me suggest better words. Excellencies or perfections. My desire is to talk about God's excellencies or God's perfections. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. I love how Peter says that we are to proclaim the excellencies of God. We would be far better off changing the word attributes to excellencies or perfections. Why? Well, first, this word attribute can be understood as being attributed to. For example, in a discussion on an ancient text, the historian says to us, "We believe this writing is attributed to the name of the author the historian thinks wrote the text. We attribute this to Plato." By this is meant, maybe Plato wrote it, maybe Plato did not write it. But when we speak of God's attributes, we are definitely not talking about what we think may be true of God. We are talking about what Scripture says is true of God. Second, There is also the danger to think of attributes as something being attributed to God means that these are added to God. As if we have the being of God and then attributed to or added to him, assigned to him from outside of himself our goodness, grace, and righteousness, and so forth. But that is absolutely wrong. We cannot think of God this way, as we shall see. All of God's attributes are himself. The attributes are not attributed to God, as if they're tacked on or added to his being. Third, even when we talk about the communicable attributes of God, meaning human beings share in these attributes, we must be extraordinarily careful to say that we do not possess these attributes in the same way God does. That is, God is kind. I can be kind. But God is kind in a way I will never be kind. God is excellently and perfectly kind. I am not. Furthermore, I can demonstrate kindness to someone this morning, but unkindness to someone else, or the same person for that matter, this afternoon. I remain the same person, but how others experience my attributes changes. Not so with the Lord. Maybe you have had this experience with a friend. For years, you experienced your friend to be patient. It was almost as if nothing. Sitting in traffic, waiting for a colleague to finish a report, parenting a child having a temper tantrum. Nothing could rattle your friend. You said, "One of the great attributes of my friend is his or her patience." But recently you have noticed a significant change in demeanor. This same friend has a much shorter fuse. Even little things bring out an impatient anger. This is the same person, but you no longer talk about one of his or her attributes being patience. She used to be so patient, but now she is so impatient. But that is not true of God. God is not patient one day and impatient the next. God is not gracious in the morning and without grace in the afternoon. God is always and forever and at the same time gracious. To be God is to be gracious. So for these reasons, I invite us to rethink the word attributes. If we replace it with either the word excellencies or perfections, I believe we will get closer to the truth about who God is, and we will protect ourselves from false teaching concerning God. However, those of you who receive this as a podcast and notice the titles, you will have observed that our title for this series is The Incommunicable Attributes of God. Why would I use this title if in this context I do not like the word attributes? Here's why. It is popular to say God's attributes or the attributes of God. So I use it to draw in people who will listen to the podcast because a title appeals to what makes the most sense to them. I use incommunicable attributes so someone searching will think, oh, that's interesting, and will download and listen. But in my heart, I will use excellencies and perfections, and I advise you to consider doing the same. A quick review. First, when we speak of God's attributes, we are not talking about what we think may be true of God. We are talking about what Scripture says is true of God. We are not in doubt. We are sure. Second, when we speak of God's attributes, we are not saying these are added to God. Third, even when we talk about the communicable attributes of God, meaning human beings share in these attributes, we must be careful to say that we do not possess these attributes in the same way God does. Well, I hope you have captured these warnings and have even written them down. I am saying all of this because what we are now going to do is explore only two of the incommunicable attributes, or excellencies, perfections of God. There are many more, but we will start with this. God is simple, more formally known as divine simplicity. And then God is self-sufficient, more formally known as divine aseity. We are not going to talk about the communicable attributes at this time, although we have before and we will again in the future. When it comes to God being simple and God being self-sufficient, you need to know these two excellencies are so closely related that it is hard to know what to teach first and what to teach second. It's analogous to the question, what came first, the chicken or the egg? I have prayerfully decided to go with divine simplicity first, quickly followed by divine aseity. But these could just as easily have gone in the opposite order. I sort of wish we could divide our hearing and our minds down the middle and take a split-screen approach in which we talk about both at the same time. But our ears and brains do not work like that. As we end, I want to share with you a verse from the Psalms, which I think reflects what we are going to be doing. We are going to be, even more so than usual, contemplating the greatness of God in these perfections of His. I pray we will be like David. This is Psalm 27, verse 4. Psalm 27, verse 4. He writes, "One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in His temple." Friends, let us make this our one thing, to behold the beauty of the Lord as we meditate upon Him. God is simple. Find out what this means next time as we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.